Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what, where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Hey everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Welcome and greetings for being here with us on Now What? Where do we go from here? Where do I go from here? And you know, you've got two lively moderators, Star Waters and Sandy Rogers. And I tell you, we've been on this journey for a long time, and we're thankful that you are taking your time out on this Thanksgiving day to be with us. We have a wonderful show that's going to be happening. I was going to say planned, but it ain't planned. It's just going to
We did plan it.
We planned it because we're here, right? So we've got some friends joining us, and we're about to eat a meal as soon as we finish with the show. So, but thank you for being with us today. And it is our pleasure to be with you. And we got all our ancestors with us. We know that because they've been in the kitchen with us, helping us as we prepare these healthy meals that we are feasting on a little bit later. So ancestors, we thank you for all of your love, your wisdom, your knowledge, your guidance, and for just being with us at all times, for helping us to remember what you we knew, what you learned, what you've been telling us, and what you've been hoping that we'll remember. And that's how to return to a healthier way of life and a healthy.
Are you there, Sandy? I can't hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay. I can, but it's like you kind of faded out a bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to say happy Thanksgiving, happy Family Day, happy whatever your family and your culture calls this day. Happy, happy, happy. I'm so glad that you are with those that you love and that you are happy and that you have tuned in to listen to us. So all there is to do it is to do it. And so, as Sandy said, we have several friends here with us that we will be sharing a meal together and enjoying each other's company. And the food smells good. I hope the time goes quite by quickly.
I know what you mean.
Yes, yes.
So we have a plant-based meal for today, and with several contributions. And we were really trying to do Facebook Live, and as it would be, my iPad decided it wanted me to speak the commands to it. It does not allow me to type into it, so I could not put in the password to get on the Wi-Fi. So we're doing this the old way, like Star said. We're going to be doing it just straight up, no chases. And so, Star, you got a bit of inspiration for us, or?
I sure do. Okay. So this inspiration, because, you know, I've been very observant as I am out yesterday and the day before in the different stores and everything, and I mostly see women, and you can just see the wheels turning in their heads as they are looking for the food and planning how they're going to strategically make this big day happen. I see men with their hands behind their backs as they are patiently waiting, as they are deliciously smelling the foods and, you know, and even putting in their order for the things that they want to have. And so this inspiration is for us women, okay? And it reads like this: every woman is every other woman trying to figure out who she is. And that is by a quote from Nana Karenina. Women of color have been led to believe that they must be everything to everyone. As a result, we do not know how to ask for support when we need and want it. We become angry with others when they are not there for us. But we must realize people cannot, will not, and do not know how to help if you do not know how to ask. Take 60 seconds for yourself and ask yourself if what you need is what you're presenting. If it is assistance with a project, a shoulder to cry on, a special something you need or want for yourself, let other people support you. We make judgments about what people can or will not do, and we move on our own assumptions. We never really know what a person is willing to do or capable of doing until we ask. Nothing is too big or too small to ask for if we need it. When we do not ask for what we need, the need keeps getting bigger. And the affirmation that follows this is, if I need support today, I will ask for it. And this just came up in a vibrational reading as I was looking for something to say, because my sister friend asked me, she said, do you need any help? No, I got it. Eventually, I asked her if she could finish chopping up the vegetables for my salad. Thank you, Wanda D. Thank you, dear.
And Wanda D sitting right here next to me, because, see, We already know, Star. We read that long time ago. No, I'm just teasing. That was beautiful.
I love
though.
My sisters. I love my sisters. Yeah. And thank you so much.
No, but
you know,
it's so
in the background.
Though.
It is.
You hear, huh? But that's so true, you know, and so. If we get nothing else out of this Thanksgiving Day, it's to know how to open up our mouths and ask for help. And they said, closed mouth don't get fed. And that's what that reminds me of, what you just said.
Absolutely. Well, I got the lesson firsthand. I mean, the sister's been asking me, do you need any help? You came in. You said, do you need any help? I did have something for you to do, and then
that's only because I started asking you like 3 days ago, and you just finally agreed to let me help you today. Come on, now, tell the truth.
I relented. Yes, yes, indeed.
But that's what we're for. You know, that's what friendship is about: is to ask and not, you know, pound on somebody, let me help you, but, you know, to ask the question and then just, you know, chill out and let the person do what they got to do.
That's right.
Yeah, because we's all hungry, that's why, but, you know, we got an over hour to the end of the show, right? Right. So we want to say thanks, everybody, for being with us, and so if you call in and your line is opened, which means that you dialed 516-531-9819 and then you hit the number 1, so that alerts me that you want to speak live on air with us. But once I open up your phone, if you would be so kind as to mute your phone if you're not speaking, the speakers... No, not the speakers. The microphones are so sensitive that they pick up every sound. Like if you move or you pick up a piece of paper or any movement is picked up by the microphones. And so a lot of people, they choose to listen to the rebroadcast, and we want to make the sound quality as good as we can. If you would just do that, you know, if I open up your line, and you're not speaking, just to put it on, put your phone on mute. And that information where you can go for the rebroadcast, www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers. And so that's about it. So we're getting ready to get started. We're going to let this conversation go where it goes, but I do want to kind of just slow down a bit here and play one of our favorite songs, and then we'll be right back. And thank you for listening to Now What? Where Do I Go From Here?
I just want to pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. I don't want to tell you how to live. I just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Smiling faces, warm embraces, lovers walking hand in hand. Revolution is no solution tragedy of man. Here's my plan. Hope I can pick somebody up.
Pick somebody up. Pick somebody up.
Pick somebody up. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Style in a way this papa rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. nothing. Hope I can pick somebody up. Why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning the flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at. But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm surly, and when I'm glad, that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain. And I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just wanna pick somebody up.
Raul Madone, Pick Somebody Up. And you know, that's my favorite. Star say that's her favorite too. So, you know, we rolling in the same energy on that. Hey, you guys, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving. You're rolling with What Now? Where Do I Go From Here? With your moderators, your co-hostesses, Star Waters and Sandy Rodson, better known as the Wellness Wizard and the Wellness Gangster. So we thank you for being with us today, especially on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you in the kitchen? Well, I know you're not at the table, but are you soon to be at the table? Where are you? Or are you still at the store? I mean, that could happen too, you know.
No, I was just going to say a lot of people probably didn't even get their menus together until today. And so you're very, it's very possible that they're at the markets right now. But are the markets open today? Isn't Thanksgiving one of those days where everybody get off?
No, not everybody. You know, the man is not going to miss no money, okay? They understand that there are people that the man, you can interpret that however you want to interpret it. I'm being politically correct, the man, okay? So he knows that you're going to either forget the whipped cream or the butter, or you ran out of eggs, and they're going to be there to help you to get your dinner just right. So,
I'm
not sure
that.
About
they're there to help.
Yes, they are. They are. And it's such a wonderful service. Truly it is. It's a wonderful service because, you know, in all of my maybe 30 years of having dinners like this, you're bound to forget something. And it's probably something that's going to be very crucial to your dish. So, yeah, I'm not saying anything.
You know, I was just being facetious because, you know, people start with celebrating Black Friday in just a couple of hours, you know. So I'm just saying we're not going to go down that one right now, though, right? Are we or are we?
Well, why not? I mean, you know, it's spontaneous. What have you got to say about Black Friday? What are your thoughts about Friday?
It started off. I believe, and you know, y'all know I think way on the other side of the line, but so I think when it first came out and was dubbed Black Friday, that a lot of people of color thought it meant for them to go out and go shopping, right? And so we're the biggest consumers on the planet Earth, especially in the United States of America. Let me say it like that, because I don't know about the other countries, but I know we are here. And I know that we are the ones that have made this sales day or sales period so famous. Where these stores, they had no idea they were going to be as successful as they've been with their sales. And then it's going back further and further. Like, Star, I think you told me earlier that some people did Black Friday starting like last week or something, you know? So it's just amazing how this thing has just even been triggered. And the way we go out and we cause injury to other people trying to get through the door all at the same time for stuff that is really, you know, not that big of a savings, I believe that it's an indication of just how much they inflate the prices so that when they mark it down supposedly to a sales price, that's really the price that you should be paying anyway for it. But, you know, that's just me thinking. So now what? Where do I go from here? I shop
to
during
your
all
bank.
Season.
Go
yeah,
to
girl,
your bank.
Look.
Get your credit card and your debit card ready, because somebody had put on Facebook that I think they said JCPenney, that they were going to have their Black Friday was going to start at 2 a.m. So
wow,
the person added to their post that, so the employees really can't enjoy Thanksgiving at all with their family.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
if the store opens up at 2 a.m., then that means they got to be there somewhere in the neighborhood of midnight or 11:30, depending upon what your position in the store is. And everybody wants to get that edge. You know, they want to get that head start. So now 2 a.m., I mean, why don't they just have it where it's just open 24 hours and don't even give the employee time off anyway? I spent many of my years as a younger woman in retail, and I really never enjoyed the holidays. I never enjoyed Thanksgiving, and I didn't enjoy Christmas because I knew that the next day I would have to be up, fight that crowd. You know, I certainly didn't do any cooking. I was always at someone's table with a dish or something because that was just too much. But you can't even really enjoy the holiday. You can't even really enjoy your family. You got to come home early and get up on that grind. So it's not for the employees, it's for the employer. And
yeah,
my take on Black Friday is that, you know, the retail business is set up that they can go broke all year round, but they are either in the red, which is a deficit, or they're in the black, which is that they have profit. Depending upon the Christmas season, everything stems from what they make in the Christmas season. So it's no doubt that they keep coming earlier and earlier and earlier to generate people going into their pockets in order to spend that money, because that is the determining factor as to whether or not they're going to make it or break it for the year.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
so
where the Black Friday came.
Well, and actually Wanda just gave me this information, and she's going to be calling in shortly too. So when you go online, it says on Friday, September the 24th, 1869, and what became referred to as Black Friday, it was when the U.S. gold market crashed and ghouls actions parents bankrupt. It was not until later years that the post-Thanksgiving period became associated with the name. So it really was not about sales and things like that when it first became known to us, or, you know, when the term was coined. It was coined up under President Abraham Lincoln, and that was because of the stock market crash. But, you know, I'm not sure. I think Wanda's going to give us that information shortly as to when we decided, we modern-day shoppers, when we decided it was a day to go out and spend all of this money. But and I was okay with it, you know, initially, because it was like the next day, you know, what people did start, like you were saying, people did were able to spend the whole holiday with their family on Thanksgiving. They just had to get up early the next day to go to work, you know, for the sales. But now it's like it's backing up more and more and more. I know I saw on TV that one of the stores was going to actually start today, I think at 2 or 5, and you know, more and more people are having their businesses open early. So, you know, it is a, I think, an infraction on a person's holiday time and, you know, time with their families and things.
Well, in the retail world, this is a season, and you know, when you sign up to work in these retail establishments, that you're going to work your butt off because you only have a small window of time in order to capture the business. And that means long hours. That means that you might have to work 8 days in a row without a day off. I mean, that's just what they call part of it, okay? And so, hey, there should not be a mumbling word that comes out of salespeople or retail people's mouths, because this is the time to hit it and quit it and make the money. And so,
yeah,
you know, that's just kind of what you have to deal with. And you're grateful to have a job, and you're going to work as hard as you can, show up and all that, because you're hoping that once Christmas is over and the returns after the new year, that they will look at you and say, this is a good employee. We're going to keep this person on, because they're only going to keep a small fraction of people on. Everybody else has got to go. So, and they know that you know this, so they know you're going to work your butt off to try to prove yourself. It is what it is. It's a game.
Girl, you brought it home for us right then on the serious.
Well, because
side.
I've worked in that world for about 25, 30 years. That was my life in one part or another. I mean, it could be like in a department store. The bad thing about it is when I was a interior designer, you know, you had to get the sales of people that were wanting to fix their house up to get new furniture and things of that nature. So your business started a little bit earlier, because a lot of times they had to wait, you know, like a couple of weeks to get their things. But when it comes time to around, well, Thanksgiving is when it's almost over, unless they're going to get some stuff for Christmas to have in their house, because they want that place to look nice when they have their friends and relatives over for the holidays, you understand? But after that, hey, and many times you work on commission, hey, you're just twiddling your thumbs because everybody else is out in the malls getting the soft stuff, you know, soft sales. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a girl when it comes to retail. That was my life.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we got Wanda with us now. Hey, Wanda, thanks for joining.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. How about you?
Yes, I can hear you very well. I can hear you very well.
Okay, good. I just wanted to, first of all, say happy Thanksgiving to everybody watching and listening. And, you know, I'm so honored to be here hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
This is just really a special day.
Because yes. we have been there and hung out with you on your show many times.
Yes. Yes. I know.
What an
I
honor
know.
To have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Trying to like not be my normal loud self. Can y'all tell I'm trying to calm down a little bit? But I want to comment on that whole, you know, shopping Black Friday. And this is what I was saying in our group on Wake Up Winning for Entrepreneurs. We as entrepreneurs, we need to have our Black Friday products ready to roll out. Because like it or not, it is the number one retail day. It's documented.
Right.
People spend on Black Friday things that they wouldn't even never buy on any other day of the week. So if you are an entrepreneur listening, and if you sell any product, I don't care what it is, lipstick, you know, cupcakes, you know, you do foot rubs, you have to start thinking like a big business and with your products ready to roll. Package them, have your flyers going, contact all your friends, let them know that, hey, I got a Black Friday sale going on.
That.
So
that's a great
idea.
It's just
what I wanted to share with everybody, because it's like you said, Sandy, it's not about where before the holidays used to be about the family, and they used to honor it as being sacred. You know, the marketplace used to honor it as being sacred. But now it's not. It's just commercialized. It's like, how can we get them to give us our money?
Mm-hmm.
How can we do it?
Yeah.
You know, they don't care
but
nothing.
I like that, though, Wanda, what you're saying about getting to the flow. You know, like don't swim against the stream, you know, the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the tide. And if we've been so thoroughly conditioned to do this afterwards, you know, the going shopping and things like that on the day after Thanksgiving, then, you know, we got to follow suit with what we're doing. And that's just like, you know, in the past where we have had the different store chains go up, like, you know, Walmart is the most infamous one. And, you know, they would go in and basically a lot of your mom and pops and local businesses, they went out of business because of the Walmarts coming in. So the thing was not to, you know, be mad at Walmart, but to study them, you know, see what their what their practices are. What did they use as guidelines to, you know, to go into these different communities and things like that? So we got to think smarter as we when we move about in this world. And there is nothing wrong with emulating somebody's business model, especially if it's successful. So, Wanda, I agree 10,000% with you. You know, take advantage and get your banners out there, your flyers, get whatever you need, saying, oops, come over here, Black Friday, Black Friday. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it just, you know, it's like we have to not, like you said, I love the term, you know, like we have to swim with the current and not against it. And it's time for Black people to wake up, because we've been swimming against the current for so long, and we really have to put ourselves in a better economic position. And how do we do that? Just like you said, we mimic what works, and Amazon works. That's online, you know, that's all. Amazon changed the game, and they don't even have not one product that's theirs. Everything that they have, they're redistributing. So I was telling people, this is why as a people, if you're selling great health and somebody else is selling exercise and somebody else is selling some other kind of tangible product, why not do collaboration? So then that way it's like y'all then become one-stop shops. You know, when a long time ago I was in a beauty business, and, you know, I said, well, our salon was definitely a place where women came in there, oh, we're getting all the money. We're getting your whole check, you know. So because we got the jewelry, we got the stockings, we got the cards. Oh, you're going to that party, here's some cards for you to buy. Here's some stock. Oh, you need some stockings, don't worry. Oh, so and so got some fish dinners coming through later. You hungry?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You ain't going nowhere. Because the big boys do it. So why we won't do it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, just like the song that Sandy played in the beginning about lift somebody up, you know, we need to lift our own selves up because we don't really realize it, but everybody else in the world realizes what a consumer we are and
mm-hmm.
what a fabulous consumer. That's why they target not all of their advertisers, but they target the advertisements to us because they know that we're going to buy the best, you know, where maybe somebody else might buy Rudy Poop stuff. We're going to buy the best, okay?
Or at least that's what they're telling us is the best.
Right, absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And so we need to lift our own selves up, our own people up, you know, just and that's nothing else but have Black Friday be a trigger for us to buy from somebody Black.
Exactly.
Go to somebody's business up. And, you know, and one of our sisters today, she has her own business. Quanda, are you on the line? Can you wave
She's on.
Here on us? Yeah.
I'm here.
Quanda, why don't
Can
you tell
hear
us
me?
About
yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Ma'am. Girl, tell us what it is that you do, because this is the season for people to buy gifts.
And make sure that you give us a contact information for you too, Quanda.
Well, right now I have a Facebook store. It's called Preserve Natural Body Solutions. I started maybe 25 years ago, diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. And then it just continued to snowball and snowball and snowball, and I was diagnosed with one after the other. And one of the things that happened to me was that I was no longer able to use any of the products in the commercial marketplace. Interestingly enough, last night on the news, they had a feature story about the products that women in particular, but people use on their bodies and how there's so many chemicals in these products and nobody knows what's in the products. And the industry, the entire industry is unregulated. And you can buy third-party suppliers, and they name some big retailers that are third-party suppliers of these products. And they don't have expiration dates, and nobody knows what's in the products. And we're talking, you know, really expensive, you know, facial creams, moisturizers, body moisturizers, whatever people are using. And nobody knows what's in it. The industry is unregulated. There's no expiration. And so one of the things that happened with me is that I needed to do something differently to preserve my own skin. So I created a line of natural body products. I started with I had a skin condition, so I started with a lotion because my skin was so dry it would actually crack and peel off. And I created my own lotion and body butters to preserve my skin. And after that, I created an all-natural deodorant that is highly effective, so effective that you can skip a day. And then after that, I created other products, an all-natural toothpaste. I was using toothpaste. My mouth was breaking out in lesions. And after going to the doctor and they basically telling me that I had to stop using toothpaste, I created my own. And it's a total mouth care. It's for oil pulling and for cleaning, detoxing your whole mouth, cleaning your teeth, whitening your teeth, and remineralizing your teeth. So it actually preserves the whole health of your mouth. So now I have, about a year ago, I decided that I was going to introduce these products into the marketplace. And I've done that over the past year without a website, without the conventional things. I'm testing the market. So without the conventional things, I make soap, body butters, natural facial moisturizers. I make, since the term anti-aging is actually trademark. My product is called Amazingly Ageless. Like I said, I make the deodorant, the toothpaste, everything that you put on your body. For people who have bald heads, I make a product called Head, Neck, and Face that contains a natural sunscreen. And the products have been so extremely well received with no advertising, just word of mouth, and people come back and they come back and they come back because the products are all natural, and they work. And they're highly effective, and they do what they're supposed to do, and you're not putting any chemicals in your body.
So, Kwanda, what is your Black Friday or Black Friday and after sale? What do you got off to offer the people out there? And
what
how
I'm
can
doing,
they get in touch with you?
What I'm doing for the first time, I put together a box of products, one a box for women, a box for men, and it's in the box is a lotion, body butter, facial moisturizer, the toothpaste, two soaps, and the deodorant. And the box for women is $80, and that includes a $5 discount. And the box for men is $70, and that includes a $5 discount. So I'm offering that package deal for the first time. Just to put, again, my goal by next year, since I've only been doing this, selling to other people for a year, but I've been making products for close to 20 years. By next year, I want to do my online store starting in 2020. So for this holiday season, I'm offering the package, the box with all of the products in it for those prices. And like I said, I do have a Facebook store. It's called Preserve Natural Body Solutions on Facebook. And people can call me. The number is 813-814-2661. Or they can reach out to me on Facebook. And then next year we're going to be launching an online store.
Well, say that number again because maybe somebody was scrambling for a pen or pencil. So say that phone number again, Kwanda, please.
Our number is 813-814-2661. And like I said, this everything I've done thus far has been by word of mouth. It's like, hey, I make this, try it, let me know what you think. The loyalty of people who try the products is astounding because they're amazed that the products work so well. But when you're putting something that comes from the earth on your body knows how to respond, and it's happy because it's natural. And my body responded very well because I don't have any of the conditions that I started out having when I created the products anymore.
And, you know, Kwanda, for me, my skin have always been sensitive, and I really had not paid a lot of attention to that until just hearing your story. 46 years ago, my underarms would break out when I used deodorant, and I would get these huge boils, and they would have to be lanced or cut out with a little surgical instrument from the doctor. And so after a while, the doctor kept telling me to change deodorants and do this and do that, and but none of the deodorants that I purchased would eliminate those boils from forming up under my arm. And the last deodorant I used, which was about 46 years ago, the boil was so large up under my arm that when they cut it out, they packed it with gauze. And then they put my arm like up in the air, and it was a stick from my elbow to my waist, because they said if the poisons would have went down my arm, that
my arm would have gotten severely infected, and it may have been means for them to amputate my arm, right? So this was back in the early 70s, because my son is 44, and it was before I got pregnant with him. So that's how I kind of keep up with that time frame. And so I'm really proud of what you're doing and the products that you have, because there's such a big need. And for those individuals that are listening that may be saying, well, I don't have that kind of problem because my skin is whatever, whatever. But the thing is, our skin, our bodies, as we've talked about some of the other issues, we're on overload. Like, you know, Star talked about the information overload. Well, we have an overload in toxins. Bodies just can't handle. And so they're like responding to all the unnatural man-made toxic chemicals. They're responding now in a negative way. And so that's the reason why we're having this increase. And so, again, I wrote the number down, and it is Preserve National Natural Products. That's on Facebook. And you can reach the company at 813-814-2661. And if you're in a situation where you cannot write it down, remember you can always go back and listen to the rebroadcast of today's show. And so that's at least three times that the number has been given. And we will make sure that we give it a couple of more times before the show is over. Thank you, Quanda, for sharing a powerful story with us.
Thank you. Thank you. And I understand one of the things you were talking about, the problems you were having with your underarms, I was having, and like I said, it was autoimmune for me, but I ended up having to have surgery in my armpit to remove tumors.
Wow.
And after that, I started going, because there's so many natural deodorants, supposedly natural deodorants in the marketplace, and I tried using just about everything that was out there, and they either didn't work at all, or my skin had a very bad reaction to them, because a lot of them contain beeswax, which blocks your pores, and you don't want to do. You don't want to block the pores of your skin. So in creating the deodorant I created, the formula actually came to me in a dream. And
wow.
I got up, wrote it down, because I had been praying about needing a deodorant. I had a natural deodorant that actually turned my armpits pitch black, and I had to go see a dermatologist to try to get them to come back to a natural color, because I don't know what was in it, but it was supposed to be natural. It turned my armpits black. So this formula came to me in a dream, and I wrote it down, and I made it, and I put it on, and I was astounded at the results. And everyone that I share these products with, they are so amazed at how effective they are. And I am amazed that they are highly effective and all natural and no waxes and nothing that you basically can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share what's been given to me.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if you can't eat it, you sure shouldn't be putting it on your skin, because your skin is the largest organ in the human body. And a lot of times we don't look at it like that, you know. And I saw something the other day. It was on Facebook, so I don't know how credible it is or was, but they were showing these eyelashes with mites in them and things, you know, and these diseases that are coming up. I don't have anything against wearing makeup, because I've done it all, you know, the false eyelashes, the false hair, all of that stuff. But just be careful, people, when you're out there purchasing these items, and make sure, like Star kind of teased about, we got to have the best quality. But if you're putting something on your skin, like cosmetics and lashes and things like that, I would opt out for the best that I could afford, or at least the one that has the best reputation, the best quality, you know, not necessarily the name of it or the label of it, but the best quality that you can get. So, yeah, Quanda, we're gonna push you, girl. Thank you so much for listening to that dream. And so that brings up a whole nother topic as well. So I believe that we are given what we need if we would but listen. So I wrote a book. It's available on Amazon as well. And it's called When God Leads, Just Follow. Because a lot of us discount the information, the knowledge, the creations, all of that, when we get it as to I'm smart enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not old enough, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm crazy if I tell them I'm hearing things or I'm following something that came to me in a dream. But we're all spoken to in that same manner. We're all gifted with our individual creative genius. And so for Quanda, it was creating these natural products, but she was smart enough. She is smart enough, wise enough to take action on what comes to her in her dreams. And that is so incredibly powerful. So, Quanda, I take my hat off to you, and I know you're going to be extremely successful in your business, even tenfold more than what you can even imagine, because you are following what you're being told to do. That's incredible.
Well, I've heard some really wonderful things about Quanda's products. One of her clients buys like about 5 to 8 of her deodorants at a time. And she does it for the year because she doesn't want to run out. I mean, who does that? So your stuff
right.
must be really amazingly wonderful in order to have that client loyalty like that. So, yeah, my hat's off to you, honey. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about them. And I really appreciate it, and I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to create these products and to share them with other people. And I kind of, Sandy, you were talking about listening to the spirit, and one of the things that in the creation of not just these products, but also in self-healing and getting back to a natural diet, a natural way of living. As you know, I also grow a lot of my own food, and I teach a lot of people how to do organic gardening and how to grow their own food.
Oh, okay.
But one of the message that I got was everything that we need to live well, God has put in the earth for our good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really that simple. If it comes from the earth, it is for our good.
Yes. Can you say that again, please, Quanda? Mm.
Everything we need to live well, God has put in the earth for our good.
Yeah. Because where did he place us when he put Adam and Eve here? Where were they? Where did he put them? Smack dab in the middle.
In the garden.
In the garden.
How about that?
Yeah, in the garden.
And we just kind of slide right over that. Nobody ever takes that. At least let me put it back on me. I have never heard a sermon, a talk, an inspirational, motivational. I've never heard anyone make reference to that star, just like you just said it. You know, like where were we? You know?
Yeah.
The garden. I love that.
In the garden. Yeah, they just they just glide right over that. They talk about everything else, but they
everything
don't talk
else.
About the food piece. They don't talk
yeah.
about the food piece.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
really interesting.
But thank you for reminding us about that, or for those of us that didn't know to be reminded, thank you for dropping that gold nugget into our ears so that
mm-hmm.
we can be alert. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it just made, you know, there was a my first ever naturopathic doctor that also, I believe the correct way to say it is that he practiced kinesiology, and Dr. H.H. Worrell in Texas. And one of his simple, eloquent statements to his customers were, his clients, customers, patients, whatever title you want to give them, is that the closer you can eat to food being picked straight out the ground, the better it is for you. So if you pick it and eat it right then, and I do that in the garden. Kwanda, you may too. I do that all the time in my garden. I just pick stuff off the bush or off the plant and just eat it. And that, you know, so you're getting that where there's no separation in the nutrients, the phytochemicals, the phytonutrients that particular fruit and vegetable, what it has for you, and it's nothing like it in the world, just nothing like it.
I agree. I definitely agree. And I know for myself that I just feel better when I'm eating things that are natural and that
mm-hmm.
Have not been produced by other people. I just feel better. So I was watching this program this morning as I was getting ready for our event today, and they had a program about what is a vegan. Is a vegan, and these were millennials, I guess the younger people, they were saying, is a vegan just a person that eats food that doesn't have like eggs and milk and things like that in it? Because many of them, it was maybe 10 of them, and they all ate fast food, junk vegan. They were what I guess one would call a dirty vegan, and they were really happy with their lifestyle, but they decided to really look into this whole thing about being plant-based as to being a vegan. And so they divided themselves into half. One half ate what they were eating before, you know, the junk food, the donuts, the Twinkies, and, you know, the potato chips and all that, and the fast food. They ate that for 30 days, where the other half ate real food that was prepared by themselves or whatever, but it wasn't processed. And even though those people were eating the dirty stuff before, they started becoming ill and lacked energy, where the other group, the other half of the group that was eating the whole foods, the real whole foods, they were thriving. They had a lot of energy. They didn't need much sleep. And in comparison to the other group that was sick with colds, and by the 30 days was up, the group that was eating the dirty vegan stuff, they was like, oh, I can't wait to get off this stuff, you know. And I thought it was, and it was great that it was today that this was on, because how much stuff are we eating today? Well, simply because one is a tradition, two is custom, and three, you know, we're with family, and this is how we all eat. And, of course, you know, when you are together, we're sharing the table and all of that. And so now, you know, people are going to be fighting over the rocking chairs, the lounge chairs, because that tryptophan is going to be kicking in. Folks are going to have the itis like you can't believe, you know.
And I, you know, we have to really pay attention right away after we eat the food. How does it make your body feel? If you have a lot of energy, that's good food for you. If you feel tired, that food is not good for you, you know. And we can call it anything. I mean, like I'm saying with the terminology, the itis, that's what, you know, our folks started calling it. Oh, yeah, we got that itis. Ooh, that was some good food. So we associate feeling bad as a good thing, saying
exactly.
The food was good for us, you know. I mean, just like using the term healthy for when somebody is big and fat. Oh, that's a healthy child, ain't it? You know? I mean, it's like it's mixed messages.
Yeah.
So, Sandy, I know that you are blessed, and I don't know about Kwanda or Wanda, and Dee Dee has just joined us, so there's five of us that are here online on the air today. But I know that Sandy is a blessed woman because foods that don't agree with her, she knows immediately. She breaks out, poor girl, I'll close up, or she start blowing her nose and sneezing. We should all be so blessed and so lucky.
Then that way
we don't have to go that long having things that are creating other illnesses and reactions in our body, and we don't know.
Yeah.
And so
I agree.
Wanda, with you, your skin broke out. It wasn't things maybe that you were eating, but at least you knew right away from the chemicals that were in your the products that you used that they were not good for you. And so the autoimmune disease ended up being a blessing for you. And through that, you are carrying out your divine contract. This is what maybe you were sent here to do, is
exactly.
to give people an option so that they are not sick. And we thank you for heeding the urge and listening to the word of our supreme person to say this is what you need to do. He showed you everything to do to make that happen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that's
the
so beautiful
to share.
Yeah.
I do. And you all were talking about being vegan, and I teach at a community center a healthy nutrition class where we talk about eating real food. And I was reading an article yesterday that said, I think it's ConAg, or actually it's not. It's another company that is the largest meat producer company in the country. And they named all these companies that are, you know, meat companies that are now getting into the vegan food industry because of the demand, because of the popularity of things like Beyond Meat and the Impossible Burger, and the growing popularity of plant-based products. All these meat packing companies or meat producing companies are now getting into that industry. But I think it was you, Star, that said something about people eating junk food vegans versus real food vegans. When you go into the store, literally 90% of everything in the supermarket is not food. It doesn't technically qualify as food. They are food-like
exactly.
products. And
yep.
now there's becoming some regulation in the industry. Like if you look at the processed American cheese, they no longer say on the label that they're cheese. They say that they're a cheese-like product. And now many companies, because they don't actually contain any real food, are having to relabel their products to say that they are something like food. They are like, you know, bread, like cheese, like whatever it is you're eating, but they're not actually food. But I go back to how we were created. Our bodies know what to do with food.
Our bodies have to figure out what to do with all this other stuff, all these other chemicals
exactly.
and all these other man-made things that they call that they're calling food.
But, you know, Quanda, just like you were saying, the cosmetic industry is not regulated. The FDA is so loose. They are so loose that they allow these food manufacturers or these people that's creating stuff in laboratories to say what it is and how it impacts the human body. So they're not regulating anything either, just like with the cosmetics. So if I'm making something that is called a tire gum, right? And but I'm like, oh, and it's healthy because it has vitamin WX in it, you know, and the FDA was like, oh, okay. So, you know, this is a new nutrient that's out there now. So it's okay, you know, and we're not conditioned to know that we should be questioning everything before we put it into our body. And so I really appreciate the teaching that you're doing and how you're going about it. And so the best thing, like Dr. Worrell said, the closer you can eat to it coming out of the ground, the better that is for you. Coming out of the ground. It's better for you. So we have a new caller, I believe, Star said that was Dee Dee, 770-873. You want to chime in with us here? Take your phone off of mute. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Do you take your phone off of mute? Okay, well, while we're waiting.
Can you hear me now?
Slightly.
Just 1 minute.
Say that again now.
Hello?
Yes.
I can hear. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for having me.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. I just want to say that I've learned a lot from my sister-in-law, Star, and the more I learn, the more intrigued and the more interested I am in correcting my diet and living healthy. I think I've done pretty good in my life. I haven't had to worry about weight and different things, but that's not the problem because you can be unhealthy skinny. So I just want to learn more. I'm grateful that I was invited to come. I really admire my sister-in-law for where she's come and what she's done. I walked through her transition about how many years ago was this, Star, now?
Oh. Well, we've been knowing each other for about 60 years, so
well,
55.
You're telling me. Yeah, but when the weight changed, when you did when you lost your weight, your goal, that you achieved, accomplished.
It's been about a 25-year journey. It didn't happen overnight, but
right.
the biggest part of it was when I actually went plant-based. That was the most part. And yeah, you have been there to see it and witness it for sure.
So I know it to be true, just like I know God to be real. So I just want to learn more, and I want to be more encouraged, and I'm getting ready to retire at 70 from the school district in February, and I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to be so fine, I ain't going to be able to stand myself, okay?
Well, not only that, but you just shared with me today that I guess I finally took it in, that your significant other is striving to be more plant-based. Is that
Absolutely.
What you said? Yeah,
absolutely. He doesn't really do the medical doctors anymore. He's been doing can't even think right now. I'm thinking of
naturopathic doctor.
I'm sorry. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer some years ago, and decided he was not going to do a lot of the things that the doctor had asked to do with the pharmaceutical medicine and things like that, and just started reading and doing things himself. So he's had some breakthroughs. He's been healed from the prostate cancer, cancer-free. And, you know, he knows it works. And so I thank God that he put the two of us together after all these years. We grew up together, never paid any attention to each other as early as fourth grade and sixth grade. But now here we are and can be on the same journey together. And it makes me feel good. He's already retired and just waiting on me to get free so we can do some things. And I try to cook healthy and plant-based. He has a garden in his backyard that he grows a lot of his own veggies and things like that. So, you know, it's a process. And I'm beating at the door and chipping away at it to try to get information and to try to get on the right path to live so that, you know, I can live healthier and so that I can be healthier. So, you know, anything that anybody can do or information that your sisters can give me, rally around me and help me out, I appreciate you all. And thank you for having me be here. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're happy that you're here. We are happy that you are here. And what you missed, Dee Dee, is the inspiration that I did in the beginning where it talks about we women are each other and we need to be able to open our mouths and ask for help. And you were a perfect example of that. You are asking for help. That you want to know more, and
absolutely.
You just didn't know how. And so because you ask, you're going to get it. So however we can be of any, you know, assistance to you, whether it's a conversation, whether it, like Quanda says, she has a class, you know, maybe we could once a month do a potluck, you
I would love it, just so that
because I think what happens is a lot of people hear this whole thing about, and don't let the word vegan bother you, because now people are changing that terminology when it refers to themselves as being plant-based. You know, is that you like Quanda said, we're eating from the earth, we're eating from the land, and so anybody can cook plant-based. You just simply don't put any meat in whatever you're doing. That's simple. You know, so it's not rocket science. It's just about learning how to, you know, like when I came to your house that day, I had the cauliflower rice, and I had, you had ginger, and I think I brought some green onions, and it was about maybe four things that went into that. And you know for yourself, Dee Dee, that cauliflower fried rice was off the hizzle chisel.
It was banging.
It was only about four ingredients in it. It took less than about 15 minutes to do. And did you miss the rice? I mean, did you miss the meat?
And what I am just happy about for myself is that I missed the meat. And I haven't really had the desire for meat, and I've cut out everything but chicken and turkey pretty much. And I don't really have to have that. If I have some good veggies, and I love Brussels sprouts and asparagus, and I love to saute them just in the oven. And my, you know, my goal is to do the raw. It is, but I got to take baby steps. The baby was crawling and then walking, and that's what I want to do. I came here because I wanted to see and learn today, and I just, you know, I just want to be a part of it all. I want to know how to heal my body and eat correctly so that I can live longer and be healthier, as well as my family and my children and my grandchildren. So It's important to me, and I enjoyed that dish that day, and I saw how simple it was. Star, you make everything look so simple, though, and I love that about you. You're very knowledgeable, and I love that about you. So I'm going to stick around. Y'all might get tired of me, but I'm getting ready to retire.
Never.
Like I,
never.
In February, I will be retiring from Cobb County School District, and I just want to do me. You know, I want to do me. I want to do me all the way to health-wise, spiritual, mentally, physically, emotional. I'll have the time to stop and do me, and I'm ready to do it. So,
guess what the plus is? The plus is that not only will you do you, but you will do you pain-free. I know that that's been some of your issues is the pain, you know, either from your past surgeries or the pain from, what you said, you had arthritis or something like that. You ain't got no arthritis. You got inflammation. And once you start detoxing your body, you won't have no pain, baby girl. You'll get up, jump out the bed, and get on with your life. You won't have to creep around the house for whatever, how many minutes it takes you to get loosened up and limbered up, you know. And that's the beauty of it, you know. As people start aging, you know, they want to say everything is age-related, you know.
No, it's not.
It's inflammation related, and so once you start getting the plants in your body, the plants will take all of that inflammation, all of that mucus out of your body, and you will actually start aging in reverse. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I did start to use the turmeric a couple years ago. You had turned me on to that. We talked about that and the benefits from it. And I have on a daily basis, probably for the last 6 months, been utilizing turmeric on a daily basis in my diet. And I noticed that a lot of the pain that I had that they said was arthritic pain, I haven't had, even with my knee, the joint.
Oh, good.
It's not as painful, but also I do know that with my knee, I do have a torn meniscus. So with that tear, there's going to be some pain, but I don't feel what I had the stuff. At one point, Jerry was here in September, and in September, my knee was so swollen when I found that I had a torn meniscus. It was, and I could hardly walk on it. I didn't put pressure on it. I put a TENS unit on it. I would rub it with different things that I had. Some were healthy things. Some were pharmaceutical. But once I started, I made up in my mind, I'm going to buy turmeric, and I started taking it. Started taking cod liver oil. I started taking a couple other products that I needed to take and that I thought would help. And I noticed, not immediately, but just taking it on a daily basis, that I noticed that pain had went away in that knee. It wasn't as bad. I could put my weight on it, whereas I couldn't even. I was holding on to the wall when I got out of the bed. I couldn't lay it down good in the bed. And now I'm walking on it. I've got some swelling in it because, of course, I'm hard-headed and I haven't decided to have the surgery. I thought I'd do it after I come out in February if I can, you know, baby it long enough that I wouldn't have to have time off work because I'd be done with work. But I just know that the eating and taking natural products from the earth, I know this to be true with the turmeric that I've experienced that. So I just want more information and to get more knowledge how to heal my body from my rotator cuff surgery that I had when I hurt my arm at my shoulder at work. I've had the repair to my rotator cuff. The repair went well, but I have been told I have arthritis in it and in my neck and in the in the shoulder area, and now there is some nerve stuff going tingling. I just went to a specialist about that, but I'm not going to claim that, you know, because I know what can be done with eating the right proper foods and doing the right to heal your body, and I do believe that. I believe that the medicines, I've gone to the doctor for these things that I've had, what I've just talked about, these injuries, and I get prescriptions and I don't even take them because I don't want the pharmaceutical medicine in my body no more. So I got a whole cabinet full of ibuprofen 800, you know, and I'm not going to take anything anymore that's going to medicate in that way or put toxins in my body, because I feel like when you take pharmaceutical medicine, that's only putting toxins in your body. So, you know, I'm here because I want to learn and I want to be healthier. I think God has blessed me to be pretty smart and to, you know, eat pretty healthy for what I thought healthy was, and not being sick or not being overweight. And it's just time to go ahead and make the change and to do the right thing for my body and to be able to help my family and my grandkids and, you know, my children and everybody and other people, friends. So I appreciate this conversation, and I appreciate all you ladies here today that are following, you know, the earth and eating organic and eating raw and are doing the things that you're supposed to do necessary for what our body is designed to have. And I just, you know, just show me, okay?
Well, we're here for you. Not only are we here for you, but we are also here for anyone listening to the show, because really that's what the purpose of this show is all about. People hear what they should be doing. They hear what is good for them. They got that. They've heard it. They've got it. But what do they do with that information once they get it? So now what? Where do I go from here? You know, there are resources out here for you. You don't even have to leave your house. You can just make a telephone call. You can get on this radio show every Tuesday. If you can't get on it when it's playing, actually, you can go on to the archives and listen to it. The information is out here for everyone that is interested in learning something different.
What time on Tuesdays, every Tuesday?
It comes on at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3:30 every Tuesday.
That's on Thursday, Star.
Oh, excuse me. You can go ahead and plug Life, Love, and Wellness as well. Life, Love, and Wellness comes on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. That's Sandy's show. But the show that we're on right now is What Now? Where Do I Go From Here? And thank you for my correction. It is every Thursday from 2 until 3:30. And you can always listen to the archive shows at any time you want to after that. And
this number is the number to call, correct?
That's the number
516-531-9819.
Okay.
And then the archive, give the information on where they can do the archive.
It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRodgers. blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And Star, we're down to about 4 or 5 minutes left in the show. But you mentioned something earlier, and I would just like for you to go back and explain it briefly to the audience. And you mentioned the word tryptophan. Can you explain what that is?
Ooh, it's something that's in turkeys. I don't know if it's the chemical makeup of the turkey, but it makes people lethargic and sleepy and want to lay down and take a nap. And that's why it's not so much the other food that you're eating. It is specifically in the turkey. Tryptophan.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you pointed that out.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It just came out of my head because I know what it is. So thank you for putting me on the carpet there to put a definition to it. Definitely.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't know why they're sleepy and don't want to move and things like that. And I believe it has something to do with the, what would you call that, the elimination system of a turkey. So all I'm going to say with that is study a turkey as to how they urinate and how they have a bowel movement. And that may be the cause of tryptophan. I don't really know. I'm just kind of guessing at stuff. So
can I share something? This is Dee Dee. About the turkey. So I do eat turkey and I do eat chicken. I notice that the days when I eat turkey and dressing and stuff like that, sleepy, and everybody would go, oh, yeah, you know, now I need a nap because they're sleepy. But I notice with having turkey in my diet at this point that I don't, when I, like if I have turkey and like I made cabbage and I had smoked turkey and I had that in my cabbage, or if I eat turkey, sliced turkey meat for sandwich or something like that, or turkey sausage, I don't notice the fatigue as much. Do you guys have any idea why? Opposed to eating a whole turkey, you know, eating a whole turkey cooked. It seems like I feel it more then at that point.
No, I can't answer that question. I don't know, but I do know the turkey that is the centerpiece of your holiday table. You will definitely get that tryptophan from that.
Oh yeah,
very much so. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and Star mentioned earlier about all you need to do is to reach out and ask for the help. And so to reach Star, who is also known as the Wellness Wizard, you can reach her at that thewellnesswizard555@gmail.com. You can reach her on Facebook. It's Star with one R, S-T-A-R, Waters. She also has a page, Granny Gone Raw, R-A-W, Granny Gone Raw. And then you have a group page too, Star, or just those two?
No, I just have those two. But I will tell you that you can go and follow – not necessarily follow me, but I have a Daniel's Fast page that is always open. It's a group, actually, and I will have that information next week because people are going to want to start doing things around their religion with the first of the year. And, boy, got a great – Sandy is part of it. Wanda is part of it. We all pulled this thing together like about 2 years ago. So it's a Daniel Fast group. And it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you can reach me at Life, Love, and Wellness, A-N-D, Life, Love, and Wellness at gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook under Sandy Rogers. And, again, the last name is R-O-D-G-E-R-S. And Star and I both co-administer a group called Life, Love, and Wellness Global, a worldwide wellness movement. And so Wanda, who spoke with us earlier, she will actually be on the radio tomorrow night on the I Am Enough talk show. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and you can reach Wanda, reach the show at 470-251-4647.
We also have another event coming up on New Year's Day. We'll be talking more about that. So just pencil in New Year's Day. You have some place to go here in Atlanta from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's going to be Rock the New Year with our sister Carla DeRosa. And so that's it. We are completely out of time. We're actually over time right now.
Overtime, so we appreciate
everybody being with us today. We love you. We'll see you next Thursday at the same time. Love you guys.
Bye.